This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about the Mirror Box lady, Milo Moire, M-O-I-R-E. I don't know how you pronounce the French exclamation. What do you call it? The accent over the E?
How do you know it's French?
Oh, yeah. I don't really know.
She's from Switzerland, right?
That's a good point. Yeah, she is apparently Swiss. She is a performance artist who's been in the streets in London, Amsterdam, Dusseldorf. She was arrested in London for what was termed outrageous conduct. Fined £750. The actual charge, outraging public decency. And what she's doing is she's got a mirror box around her breasts and a different mirror. On another instance, she would have a mirror box around her crotch. She would allow people to stick their hands into an opening on the mirror box, which is normally covered by a little curtain. They could stick their hands in there and for 30 seconds feel her up, fondle her. And it seemed like she didn't have any problem convincing people to come up and do it of all ages. Older lady is in at least some of the footage fondling her breasts. So I guess, you know, just generally, how do you feel about this? We did find somebody who is outraged, and he did us a favor of hanging on there through the news. We're going to bring Ben back in Newport News, Virginia. But if you want to join the conversation here, the number is 855-450-FREE. Is this poignant? Is it a good piece of art? Is there a meaning to this, like she claims that there is? Or is this just...
Somebody must think that.
Or is this just an attempt for her to make some money for herself, to make a name for herself? Because we'll tell you what we learned about this video here in moments that we didn't know in the first hour of the show that may kind of change how you feel about it. But Ben, you're back on Free Talk Live listening in Newport News, Virginia to WNIS. You said you find this to be outrageous.
Well, sure. I think that she's trying to find a way to legalize prostitution.
Well, that's legal in a good part of Europe.
Well, yeah, she did this in Amsterdam where prostitution is basically legal, like actual prostitution where people are having sex.
But don't you think that prostitution should be legal? I mean, you think sex should be legal, right?
Well, I don't think prostitution should be legal.
Should sex be legal? Wait a second. Let me ask you three questions. Should sex be legal?
Absolutely.
Should be doing work legal?
That's a weird question.
Yeah, yes. should you be able to do work legally? Okay, should you be able to exchange goods and services legally?
Sure.
Okay, so why in the world should you not be able to do one legal thing and another legal thing together, and then suddenly they're illegal? Because you think
it's yucky?
Well,
at least in the United States.
No, Nevada.
Let him answer the question. What were you going to say? At least in the United States, what?
At least in the United States, where we have laws that prevent that. I mean, obviously, we
it doesn't prevent.
Yeah, the laws don't prevent it. It just drives it underground, like all prohibitions drive products and services that are prohibited underground. It actually makes it more dangerous for both the prostitute and the John. So if we actually care about people and we want them to be healthy and happy, then prostitution should be allowed. What's the problem with prostitution in your mind?
I just don't think that it fosters the values
of
normal people that, you know, honestly, I just don't think that it has good family values.
Oh, okay, well, so because someone doesn't have...
Values?
Wait a minute.
What about my family's values?
Hold on. So just because someone doesn't have your family values, whatever set of values you have in your family, means they should go to prison?
No, absolutely not. But at the same time, you know, if a legislator, you know, says that we can't do it, then we have to follow that law.
Oh, my God. Really? You want a liar and a thief? I mean, politician is synonymous with liars and thieves, and they get caught all the time in these prostitution stings. These are the most disreputable, despicable people on the planet. And you're like, well, If the liars and the thieves say that we got to do it, then I guess it's okay for the hookers to go to jail.
I think that's outrageous.
Come on, dude.
You got anything else, Ben? Doesn't sound
no,
like
I think that's it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
The fact is, legalizing prostitution will make a better America for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, prostitution is going to happen anyway. It has. It's the oldest profession for a reason. It doesn't go away just because it's made illegal. It just makes it more dangerous for the participants. So even though the people who are participating in prostitution may not hold the same family values that you do, that doesn't mean they're bad people. It doesn't mean that there's any kind of victim in this crime. This is a classic example of what is called a malum prohibitum. It's a prohibited action that doesn't actually involve a victim. There's no one involved in prostitution, as long as we're not talking about a sex slave situation, someone sold into sexual slavery. If we're talking about a consenting adults here that are consenting to have sex for money, then it should be no one else's business. And similarly, as he had acknowledged, you should be able to consent to sex without money. So why shouldn't you be able to exchange cash in return for the sex? To cut out all of the other surrounding detritus from around sex. You know, if somebody just wants to cut to the chase, they don't want to have to go and have a relationship or jump through these hoops of going out to dinner or whatever it is that they, you know, ultimately if their goal is to have sex with somebody.
Well, how about all the bad things that happen because people get into relationships because they want to have sex,
yeah,
and they don't think about it better,
like,
than that?
You mean like leading someone on into thinking that there's going to be more to this than just sex?
I think people make all kinds of bad decisions around relationships because they want to have sex. Well, do we want to put people in that particular situation? Because that's bad news, too.
Your thoughts are welcome.
What people who don't want prostitution want is for people just not to want sex. And that's a completely different world than the one we live in. And I'm sick and tired of people's fantasies being turned into law.
855-453, that's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Hubert is on the line listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hey, Hubert.
Hey, good evening to you.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, your conversation stirred up a memory I hadn't thought about in years.
Really?
The year was 1980. My current wife, thank goodness, we're going to be married 30 years this October.
Congrats.
But in 1980, she was a hot 17-year-old tube-top-wearing waitress at Sizzler's Steakhouse in Joliet, Illinois. I was an 18-year-old cook. But from day one, she always made sure that any time I touched her, my nails were trimmed and cleaned and absolutely sanitary. And up until this conversation that I'm listening to, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Thanks.
But, man, oh, man, you brought back memories that I hadn't thought about in years. I just thought I'd share that.
Memories of clipping your nails or what happened afterwards?
So, a little bit of both. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Hubert.
I love your show.
Glad we could provide you with that service tonight. Thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453. And Hubert's right. Women generally, is a general statement, so there are obviously going to be exceptions to this rule, but women generally are very focused on, you know, man's cleanliness in their hands. It's something that women look at. You know, when they're sizing you up, when they're looking at you for the first time, they're going to check your nails. Are you taking good care of your nails? Do you have a bunch of black grime underneath them? Are your hands clean or are they disgusting and dirty?
Well,
you know, these things are factors.
Folks are working for a living, too. They
may have
dirty nails, but I would.
They're factors, though, wouldn't you agree?
I would say it's a factor, but it's less of a factor than teeth.
Teeth are another one, yeah.
Yeah, teeth are a big one. People are always, you know, that's where you're. Yeah, teeth are an issue when it comes to humans and dating and all that stuff.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've got Jim. He's in Delaware listening to WILM. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, first of all, I'd take her up on that offer.
Would you now?
And you don't sound prurient at all. Go ahead.
I'm a child of the blues. I ain't worried about disease. Well, to an extent, I am. Yeah, I won't deliberately get disease, but you may in that case.
You may very well. There's definitely some risk involved here. Jim, I don't know if you were going somewhere with that, but if so, hang on. 855-453, it's our number. You can join us toll-free. Lady with a mirror box on her private parts.
I don't know why that is a mirror box really makes an issue.
Well,
it's just a box.
Way to describe it. That's what happened. What would you do? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up in, gosh, less than a month. Mark, you and I, we're going to San Francisco.
It's going to be fun.
For the D10E. D10E is a numeronym for decentralized. It's the first event of its kind happening in San Francisco, specifically focused on exploring the innovative decentralizing ideas and technologies that are transforming the world and quickly. They're going to explore decentralization under four main pillars at D10E. Blockchain fintech, the sharing economy, future of work, and disruptive tech and culture. John McAfee is going to be one of the featured speakers there. You may know him as the former Libertarian presidential candidate who's working on the Vote Different initiative. He's the founder of McAfee Security. He'll be there. Andreas Antonopoulos, technologist, serial entrepreneur, and the author of Mastering Bitcoin. Also a really great speaker.
Always, he's really great.
Always good to talk to Andreas Antonopoulos. D10E, it's scheduled for July 19th and 20th at the Marriott Marquis. Go to D10E.com. Tickets are on sale now, and space is limited. So use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL. Get 10% off the price while the tickets last. D10E.com, happening in San Francisco, the Marriott Marquis, July 19th and 20th. Go get more details and get your tickets now at D10E.com. As we continue here, now the gentleman dropped off the line there a moment ago, and I said I'd tell you what we learned about the mirror box lady by clicking on the link on her YouTube video, which I have posted on the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter. I posted a link to the censored YouTube video of, for those just tuning in, an artist in the streets of London and a few other cities. There's video of her wearing this mirror box, and I'll talk more about the mirror box here in a moment, but it has curtains on the front. You can people who are in the streets can reach their hands in and fondle this lady, fondle her, either her breasts or her, you know, actually fingering her as well. That's also something that, that happens. There's video of this because there's cameras that are mounted inside of the box. And what we learned is that if you click on the uncensored version in her video description, it's $7 or €7.99.
So she's a porn star.
So she is basically selling porn.
What I leveled, the accusation, yes. I leveled at her at first.
Yeah, so you were correct about that. But that doesn't mean that it's not art. That doesn't mean that this isn't.
Right. I mean, I guess that it's a great question. So pinup, a great point. Pinup girls from, you know, the 30s, 40s, 50s, they were considered at the time
porn
basically, but
pretty soft these days,
yeah,
obviously
it's very soft porn these days, but at the time, yeah, you know, lesser, greater, I don't know, you know, I wasn't around, but now there's most certainly art. You know, these pinups from the past are certainly considered, would be considered art today. They're collectibles and all that other stuff. So I mean, yeah, I think that the term art is bandied about, but when you have people doing all kinds of, you know, all the dumb things that they call art, then I suppose you can call anything art. The term art has lost its meaning. So, you know, whatever.
Speaking of meaning, the details on the page where you can purchase the uncensored video give a little more description of what this particular art means to the artist. We'll share that with you, including a reason why mirror boxes were chosen. Mark, you were questioning my continuous description of this as a mirror box.
Yes.
I was describing it that way because that's the way you describe a scene, is as detailed as possible when you're on the radio so people know what it looked like. But there's actually a reason why she chose mirrors as opposed to just a cardboard box or something like that. We'll get into that here in moments. But first, Isaac is on the line in North Dakota listening to KTGO in Tioga. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey there. Good. You're on the air.
Yeah. So you just touched on it there, that you can purchase the uncensored video. That's what I was going to ask.
Oh, you hunted it down too, huh?
Yeah, I was just curious. Like, is she putting out a donation box? Or,
did you pay for in credit card, or did you use Bitcoin?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it. I'm just on the phone here driving. But
that's good.
I was just curious, like, if she's calling herself an artist, you know, why doesn't she just? I mean, she can make significantly more, probably working in Vegas or something. You know, if she.
I don't know. I mean, think about this.
You have to show up to work on time.
People can just touch her. She's just skipping out on the pimp is all she's doing, which is smart. That's good. But.
Well, now this is a pretty smart thing if you think about it, right? Because porn stars get paid for production. If you're shooting a porn, you don't get revenues later. You get paid
unless you're, I assume, one of the producers. I mean, some porn stars move on into producing.
Okay, fine. I'm talking about porn, just the stars in the
generally
in the porn.
True, from
they get paid a fee to perform, and that's it. So whatever that fee is, it's not a small amount, but it's not a whole lot either. In this case, she's the one who's behind this, so her going viral. The video, this uncensored video, or excuse me, the censored video on YouTube's got almost 3 million views at this point. And, when you look at the description, it's got links to buy. I bet you she's converted at least 1% of those people, if not more, to actually purchase this video. She's getting huge publicity out of the arrest. I mean, the arrest cost her £750. You better damn well believe she's gotten more money in from revenues selling this uncensored version enough to pay the fee to the U.S. The UK government, and pay her cameraman and pay all the production, and she can keep collecting on this as long as people keep clicking on the uncensored version. She gets to keep every single dollar because she is basically the producer of this. So it's actually a pretty smart move on her part.
Yep, pretty good. That was my question.
All right, Isaac, thanks for the call tonight, man, and have fun at home. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Much of the pornography work has moved to sort of webcams and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I know that so there are people out there that are willing to pay. I don't know what the prices are, but my guess is it's significantly more than I would be willing to pay, to have gals or guys or whatever do whatever it is that they do there in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And I don't even understand how the pornography industry has morphed over the years. It used to be you went to some store and you purchased the videos on VHS or whatever, and then you watched them at home, so you know the revenue model at that point. You bought the VHS tape. But at this point, I don't imagine people are buying too much because they can get things for free on websites on the internet. So is it an advertising revenue model where they advertise, I don't know.
Are you asking about this specifically?
No, not this specifically. I'm talking about porn generally, where they advertise all kinds of potions that don't work or whatever.
Not that I know of. It's just the model tends to be, and I'm not in the business. If you are, you're welcome to answer Mark's questions more directly. But, the model is the porn addict wants new content. They want something they haven't seen before. So websites will continue to produce product in order to entice people into ordering a subscription. So there's, of course, the type of person who will subscribe to a website, download as much of the content as they possibly can, and then never resubscribe. I suspect, and I don't know, but I bet a good chunk of a website subscribers drop off relatively in relative short order. But their real money comes from the people who stay on and pay month after month after month for exclusive content or cam time with the girls, that kind of thing, to make it more of a personal thing that people can interact with these days. Sort of like how, talk show hosts are supposed to interact more with their listeners, while porn stars probably have to interact more with their fans online.
It's a service.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us on the radio. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You've got lots of choices when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets, but there's only one that holds Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens. Now, it doesn't really hold the Bitcoin. It's not an accurate way to describe what happens. It's holding private keys that give you access to your Bitcoin. The Bitcoin exists on the internet, not on your phone.
But you can get Bitcoin before you entirely understand Bitcoin, in the same way that you can hold U.S. dollars before you understand what U.S. dollars are.
Before you understand the Federal Reserve System and how that works. Exactly. Jaxx.io will get you Jaxx. J-A-X-X.io. It is the wallet we're talking about. All the data is stored client-side, which means the company that made Jaxx does not have access to your funds. You can use it cross-platform, which means you can have it on your phone, you can have it your tablet, your Windows, Mac, or Linux computer. So you get access to your Bitcoin in all of those places. It's super easy to back up and recover funds if need be. And Jaxx's ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's control in the palm of your hand. Jaxx.io, J-A-X-X.io. Performance artist Milo Moire. She was wearing a trapezoidal skirt made up of mirrored surfaces. This is a description from her website.
That's about right, yeah.
Unlimitedmuse.com, where you can purchase the uncensored version of the video where people are fondling her in public. as she's wearing the trapezoidal mirrored skirt. It has a rectangular opening at the front closed off by a red curtain. With a megaphone, she invites passersby to reach into the opening for 30 seconds in order to touch her vagina. The consensual nature of sexual acts becomes a symbol here. Moray has additionally taken the liberty of showing female desire, thus giving women a sexual voice. The artist supplements the dominant image of the female body as a mirror of male desire through the illumination of the libidinous black box of woman.
The libidinous black box of woman.
I don't know what that means. But it sounds really artsy.
Libido is has to do with drive. Okay. Black box of woman.
The whole sentence. I mean, the artist supplements the dominant image of the female body as a mirror of male desire through the illumination of the libidinous black box of woman. Like, that's just, to me, a mess of words, and it doesn't really
it's pretty close
doesn't
to
make much
words,
sense.
Yes.
Now, she is probably not a native English speaker, so I don't know who wrote the description here. Inevitably, it's not only one's own self that becomes recognizable through the mirror box. So, again, there's a reason why a mirror was chosen here, Mark. The audience's reflection on the mirrored box simultaneously becomes a visual metaphor for the role reversal from voyeur to the object of view, a constant play of inversions analogous to our roles in the digital world.
I wish somebody who knew more about artists would tell me whether this person is in fact an artist with the stuff they're writing here or just a poser.
Well, no. Art is completely subjective. Some people see art and it's beautiful to them. Others see it and it's entirely ugly and unattractive. So, by definition, she's an artist. She's performing in public in this case. She has a viewpoint that she wants to express.
If I hop around, do a somersault and fart, then I'm a performance artist. I mean, that's...
Yeah,
come on.
If you get video of it or people are watching you,
yeah,
then
just,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Call anything something, then that something is no longer anything. Do you know what I mean?
Milo Moray's performance...
She's an artist in the same way that I am a human. All of us are.
Well, I don't know. Mirror box. What do you think about art? You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Mirror box is a societal reflection of human sexuality. It's an expanded reenactment of the tap and touch cinema from 1968 and an homage to the Australian artist Valier Export, who was already fighting for women's rights in the 1960s through artistic actions. Artist Milo Moray uses her body as an instrument, even as a weapon, in order to depict and disrupt power structures.
Power structures have really been disrupted.
Yeah, I don't think that the power structures have been disrupted.
You know,
you
know what would disrupt the power structures there, lady? Is if you gave away your uncensored version for free online.
How would that disrupt the power structure?
I don't know, but why is she doing it? Why is she charging for it if it's art? You know, I mean, if she
wait a minute. You can charge for art.
If she want to get the message out, she certainly can charge for art.
Yeah.
Right. If you want to get the message out, whatever that is.
Most artists just want to get paid from what I've seen. They, you know, they have a vision.
That's kind of what I'm thinking has happened here, personally.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to get paid.
But let's stop
just
pretending
because you
like
do
it
art,
means something.
Just because you do art for free doesn't make it more art than art that is done for pay. Although certainly some artists would probably say that the art they do for free is their true art, and then the art they're doing for hire is, you know, pandering to some extent. But I guess it would depend who you talk to. A little bit more here. She aggressively seeks the feminine expression of sexual self-determination and explores the boundaries of art and bourgeois morality. What does that mean? What is bourgeois morality?
Isn't that, middle-class people?
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't buy her claim that she's disrupting power structures here. She took a plea deal in this case. So by no means has she disrupted the power structure in the government of London. She was charged with some ridiculous non-crime, the crime of, what was it here? Outraging public decency. She took a guilty plea and paid $750 in fines, £750, £85 in court costs, and a victim surcharge of £75. And I'm not really sure who the victim is in this case. Is she the victim? In this case, I don't think it was the government that was the victim.
If there's a victim surcharge on her, she should just get her own money back.
Yeah. So, no, by definition, not threatening the power structure. It would have been really interesting, actually, had she not taken a guilty plea. Maybe you can't get a video camera into court, but I would have been entertained by watching this particular case.
More interested in that. Well, I want to see if she wears the box into the courtroom.
There actually was the... That would be pretty entertaining because...
Hey, Judge, you have 30 seconds.
Because in court here, they have actually restricted activists...
Would the court like to feel around in my box?
They've restricted activists here for trying to get into court with costumes on. And what was told to the activists was, well, if you wear it every day, if this is your regular attire, then you can get into court with it. So I think she'd be in legitimate claim to be able to wear the box into a courtroom because she has worn this several times in real life.
Maybe so.
Anyway, if you want to challenge the power structure, you got to not take the plea deal because then you can clog up the system and then other people can learn from your case. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming, listening online. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm actually listening on TuneIn, but that's okay. But
technically, he's online.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, I was going to say, you're talking about the mirror box lady, and it was funny that the screener called. The screener said, I said, really, I just want to mention it. I want to go on to a different subject. And he said, so, okay, so you just want to touch on it. And I said, oh, touch on it. Very good. Touch on the mirror box lady. That was good. Yeah, that was what I thought. Okay, well, that was an accident. But no, the thing, you know, remember what Ed Meese said, Edwin Meese said, he said, I don't know, pornography, it can't be defined, but I know it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe she's a pornographer, maybe she's an artist, who knows? But that's probably something that, honestly, I really don't care what she does with her body or whatever. If she's trying to force people to do what she's, you know, she's making people pay $7.50 or something like that to watch her. Well, obviously, I would call that she's pornographic in that sense because she's really selling. She's an online hooker, if you will. I mean, you know, if you want to call it.
Well, I mean, she's not really a hooker.
It's a porn star. I mean, that's the best terminology we have.
Yeah, she's. I mean, you could argue she's doing porn here, but let's dig into that here a little bit. What is it that defines pornography? As you said, that judge famously said he would know it when he sees it. Okay, yeah, there's video footage of digital penetration of this woman's genitalia. That is definitely on this footage.
Digital footage of actual penetration.
No. Digital as in the digits on your hand. Tim, for the call here tonight. I'm trying to be as clinical about what goes on as I possibly can because, you know, you can't pander to the lowest common denominator here on the radio waves. But let's continue. Is this really porn? It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at adamandeve.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number on this live Saturday edition is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you can send $5 a month into the show using any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard. It's easy to get signed up and subscribe to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. We take that $5 in, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable to you, you can join us over at amp.freetalklive.com. And get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that the regular podcast does, and also the AMP-only Facebook group. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Is what this lady did in London and in some other European cities, this performance art with a mirror boxes with a sort of an opening on the front. She's wearing the mirror box either on her top or on her crotch area. The opening on the front is curtained with a curtain people can reach their hands through and fondle her for 30 seconds. She's getting video cameras, GoPros or something mounted inside the box or getting very high-resolution video of what's going on in the box. She's releasing the video uncensored for €7 or almost €8, and you can watch the censored version for free on YouTube. Should give you a good idea of what's going on there. Is it pornography? Now, I think just most people looking at it would say, yeah, this is pornography. This is a full-on nude woman who, she's not nude in public, but inside the box she certainly is, and people are doing things to her private parts. Yeah, that's pornography, they might say. But I don't know.
Well, what is your definition of pornography?
Well, I mean, most of the porn that I've seen over time usually involves some sort of sexual excitement by the people in the porno.
Well,
and that doesn't happen in this case. She doesn't seem, at least in the, you know, the YouTube version that I saw where you can see her reactions or whatever, she's not moaning or groaning or, like, grinding
or
anything
like that.
So what
if only one of the, I mean, you know, somebody's feeling around in that box for a reason, right?
They may be getting sexually gratified. Sure,
fine.
That's a possibility. But it's not clear in the video itself that there is any kind of sexual, I mean, yes, there's clearly.
So there's not the overacting and the stupid music.
There's none of those things.
And we never find out whether the shower got fixed, right?
Yeah, I don't know. You're talking about the shower repairman
situation?
Yeah,
the plumber who comes and, you know, all that stuff, yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, if the participants in the video aren't overtly being turned on, or at least obviously, then you just have a graphic video of sexual touching, but is that pornography? Pornography defined as the writings, pictures, films, etc., designed to stimulate sexual excitement. Well, is this designed? Is it the intention of this woman to stimulate sexual excitement, or is it her intention to perform an art project to get people to think about molestation or rape?
Draw me like one of your French girls, right?
Or consent. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Anyway, we read her description of what she thinks about this. You're welcome to comment or bring up anything you want. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I wanted to update you guys on the NH out of U.S. situation.
You mean NH exit?
Yes, we have. I have reserved nhexit.com.
Excellent.
And started putting some information there. It's kind of primitive right now, but it was what I could do quickly. We do have a demonstration tomorrow still at the federal building, so hopefully the Brexit will improve turnout. However, I've been less than impressed with the results I'm getting in terms of media attention. I did send out quite a few news releases and a news release and a statement on the Brexit, right? You know, news release about the demonstration, statement on the Brexit. I have been getting very little response. Although all the successes I've been having are when I've been able to call in, talk radio shows myself, and just announce it myself.
I mean, you're a news pro. You used to work for Fox in Boston and elsewhere. You probably are aware that they don't always call before they come. Sometimes they just send a camera crew down. So you're talking about this protest that's going to be happening tomorrow in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's a secessionist protest demanding New Hampshire leave the United States, which I fully support that.
Just like Great Britain has left the EU.
Yeah, I would love to attend. Of course, I will be here doing the radio show, so I won't be able to make it. But hopefully some folks from the Porcupine Freedom Festival and some, you know, New Hampshire natives will be able to come out and support you and you know, grab a sign or make a sign or whatever and come out and help you out with that. But ultimately, you know, just because you've sent the press release doesn't mean they're always going to RSVP or call you with questions in advance. They may just send the news crew down there with a camera and show up.
The part that seems to be going well is that the activist community seems to be getting ramped up. They seem to be, you know, at this point of excitement, you know, kind of moving into heady territory. And the site is, I would invite people to come to the site, and that'll take you to the Facebook discussion, which is starting to get fairly active. And so I think that I can just sense there is a definite buildup of excitement. But if no one knows it's happening, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely people are – it's hard to gauge real-life excitement from Facebook posts, right? So people are posting things about Brexit and NH exit for people that don't know. Maybe they haven't heard the news. British voters voted to leave the EU, to have Great Britain leave the EU. That was big news this week, and it's resulted in more possible exits from the EU, possibly getting votes in different countries, in addition to people talking about Texas leaving the United States. United States again with a Texit and now NH exit. There's a California secession movement. There's a Vermont secession movement. So secession is once again on topic for discussion in a variety of places around the world. And you're hoping to continue that discussion, Dave. You've registered NHExit.com. And you're doing a protest tomorrow. Ultimately, yes, people are buzzing about it on Facebook, but I've found that just because people are buzzing about something on Facebook doesn't always translate to real-life results. I wish it did, but I'm of the belief that Facebook is actually a killer of activism rather than something that assists with activism. But all that said, you may be surprised, and you may have more people turn out tomorrow than you're expecting, I hope.
We have to be careful, or maybe we have to be the opposite of careful, because if we're not close to the lead on leaving the Union, if you look at history, these countries that move fast, like Slovenia in 1991 or Estonia in 1991, the ones that get out quickly at the beginning, they're the safest. And it's the ones that drag their feet, like Chechnya and Bosnia and Kosovo, those are the places that get messed with. And so we really want to be out, and we want to be the first ones out, you know, if possible. So,
yeah.
You know, it's dangerous. The situation is dangerous. It's easy to look at it and just think, oh, it's just a bunch of polls. But this is different in the United States. They would react differently to that sort of thing. They would be more fascistic in handling it than the EU was.
Oh, I'm certain they would, because, you know, the United States, the federal government, and if people knew what the term federal meant, they would understand that it's an overlay. It's very, very similar to what the EU was. It was the Civil War itself, the attempt of some of the states to leave that overlay, that caused the sort of nationalism that we have today. Prior to that, and you'll hear the 3rd New Hampshire Regiment. You know, people were identified with their states much more in the past than they did with sort of the federal government.
Mm-hmm. People in New Hampshire love New Hampshire.
I'm just saying that, you know, prior to the Civil War, people identified with their states more than they identified with Washington, D.C.
Yeah, they'd be called a citizen of fill in the state.
And after that, that's when the whole, pride in the overlay, the federal government came.
Dave, will you do us a favor and maybe if you get a chance tomorrow night when you're done with your protest, check in with us and give us a report?
I will probably do that or have someone else do it.
All right. I appreciate it. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com and now NHExit.com, which would be cool. Hopefully you'll get somebody really stirred up who says, hey, Dave, you ought to have a better website, and then maybe they'll volunteer to make it for you. So keep us in the loop. Yep. Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Dorothy. She's on the line in Utah listening to KZNU. Hey, Dorothy.
Hi. I want to speak about the pornography issue.
Yeah, please.
I'm just curious why you think that wouldn't be considered pornography.
Well, I'm not really sure. I was just kind of bringing up the question of is this pornography? Because ultimately, even though there's sexual touching happening in that she's being, you know, fondled, she doesn't seem to really be overtly enjoying it. She's not disliking it, but she's not moaning. She's not grinding or groaning. We're talking about the mirror box lady.
Right.
If you can, Dorothy, I want to talk to you more about this and get your opinion, because you're actually the first, I believe you're the first lady, right? March, the first lady who's called in about this. We've had a bunch of guys call in here, so hang on through the news. We'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days. An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a 3-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.